May I remind you that today's gospel reading from Luke takes place immediately after Jesus has been baptized, had the Spirit alight on him in bodily form, and then been driven out into the wilderness where he faced his temptations. He has now returned after those 40 days to Galilee, filled with the power of the Spirit. In Myers-Briggs, for those who haven't done it, there are 16 different facets that you look at. There are 16 different personality types you can fall into, but each pair of four is on a continuum. And the first we're going to look at is between sensing and intuition. And they're concerned with how people take in information. So sensors tend to be good at noticing details, remembering facts, and they're based very much in the here and now. They learn primarily from the information they take in through their five senses, and they like things to stay the same. And in this country, there are more sensors than there are intuitives. So let us look through this passage through the senses' eyes. The world in which Jesus grew up is quite different to ours today. In our world, the focus is on the global. We know what's going on all over the place. We make connections between that. We're more likely to know famous people than we are our next door neighbor. To understand the power dynamics of Nazareth in Jesus' time, and therefore what's happening in this passage today, we need to get into the power of the local. So imagine the local world that Jesus knew so well. Picture Nazareth, where Jesus had grown up. Every house, every street, every tree was familiar to him. Imagine recognizing every face that you see, knowing where they fit into the family. In Jesus' world, the accent was on the local. Listen to the local world in which Jesus had grown up. Hear the sounds of Nazareth, the hammering in the carpenter's shop, the familiar sound of each blow. Listen to the sheep in the fields, the buzz of the bees, the sounds of the birds. Listen to the sounds of the voices he knew so well, the laughter of the children, the warning of the mothers. Jesus would have recognized people by the sounds of their voices, their laughter. In Jesus' world, the accent was on the local. Smell the local world that Jesus knew so well. Sniff the smells of Nazareth, the rich aroma of baking bread, the pungent smell of the fish. Each home has a distinct smell. Each person can be recognized by their scent. Jesus knew where he was from smelling each home. In Jesus' world, the accent was on the local. In the local world, everything is familiar, well known. There are few surprises. To understand the impact of this event, we have to step into the local world in which Jesus dwelt. Intuitives, on the other end of the spectrum, mostly learn through becoming aware of connections, patterns, and possibilities related to the information they get through their sixth sense. Intuitives notice patterns and make connections. They're always looking to see how things can be improved. They are the creative innovators. Here is a story about changing expectations. How able are you to accept such changes? As a child, Jesus lived with his parents in Nazareth. He was taught in Nazareth synagogue. Was he always to remain a child? Was he always to remain the one taught by others? And what about you? Are there parts of you that want always to remain a child, that wants always to defer to the wisdom of others? In this event, The people of Nazareth saw Jesus grew out of his childhood. On this occasion, the people of Nazareth saw Jesus preside in Nazareth's synagogue. Here is a story about changing expectations. How able are you to accept such changes? The people of Nazareth had grown up with the prophecies of Isaiah ringing in their ears. They had grown accustomed to setting their eyes on the future and setting their hearts on the days to come. Were they always to wait for God to act in the future? Were they always to feel that the kingdom was just beyond reach? And what about you? Are there parts of you that want always to keep God's promises in the future, that want always to plan for your future commitment rather than being in the here and now? Would your reaction to seeing prophecy fulfilled be the same as that of the people of Nazareth? How would you react if Jesus returned today and brought the kingdom in fully? Here is a story about changing expectations. How able are you to accept such changes? Feeling and thinking are the two fundamentally different ways we have of making decisions. This difference impacts the thousands of decisions and choices we make each day. Feelers use their own sets of personal values to make decisions and are therefore much more influenced by how a decision will impact other people. In Nazareth synagogue, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of good news to the people whose lives cried out for hope, for comfort, for salvation. In Nazareth synagogue, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of good news to the poor. Feel what life is like with an empty belly, with an empty purse. Put yourself in the leaky shelter and the unsanitary hovel of the poor. Feel what life is like with few possessions, with few claims on the world. Then feel your spirit lifts as God's promise of good news is proclaimed to the poor. In Nazareth synagogue, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of good news to the captives. Put yourself in the prison cell and within the confined space of the captive. Feel what life is like with your freedom taken away, with your autonomy in tatters. Put yourself in the prison camp and within the guarded compound of the captive. Feel what life is like with your every movement watched and your liberty forgotten. Then feel your spirits lift as God's promise of good news is proclaimed to the captive. In Nazareth synagogue, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of good news to the blind. Put yourself in the world of darkness and within the sight deprivation of the blind. Feel what life is like with your vision taken away, with your sight darkened. Put yourself in a world which sees only by touch and by sound. Feel what life is like not seeing the sunset, not seeing the faces of your loved ones. Then feel your spirit lift as God's promise of good news is proclaimed to the blind. In Nazareth synagogue, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of good news to the oppressed. Put yourself in the shoes of the child who is bullied at school, in the shoes of young women battered at home, in the shoes of the middle manager who is intimidated at work, in the shoes of the infirm elder who is abused in the very place that should offer care. Feel what life is like when others have destroyed your self-respect. Then feel your spirits lift as God's promise of good news is proclaimed to the oppressed. In Nazareth synagogue, Jesus proclaimed the gospel of good news to the people whose lives cried out for hope, for comfort, and for salvation. Thinkers use objective information to decide, considering the logical consequences of any action. Their style tends to be rather detached and analytical. Have you noticed how interested Luke is in the theology of the Holy Spirit? That's one of the things that a thinker might consider. Luke's gospel opens with the angel announcing to Zechariah the birth of John the Baptist. According to the angel, even before his birth, John will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Have you wondered why Luke is so interested in the theology of the Holy Spirit? According to Luke, when the angel Gabriel announced to Mary the birth of Jesus himself, the angel said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy." Have you wondered why Luke is so interested in the theology of the Holy Spirit? According to Luke, when John the Baptist was born, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the prophecy, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel." Have you wondered why Luke is so interested in the theology of the Holy Spirit? According to Luke, when Jesus was brought to Jerusalem for the rite of purification, the aged Simeon was guided by the Holy Spirit to come to the temple to proclaim Jesus a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Have you wondered why Luke is so interested in the theology of the Holy Spirit? According to Luke, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove, and immediately afterwards, full of the Holy Spirit, Jesus was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Have you wondered why Luke is so interested in the theology of the Holy Spirit? According to Luke, when Jesus returned from the wilderness to Galilee, he was filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus came to Nazareth, stood to read in the synagogue, and turned to the prophet Isaiah. Turning to the prophet Isaiah, Luke at last reveals the key to his theology of the Holy Spirit. Here in Jesus, the work of the Holy Spirit, prophesied of old, has reached fulfillment. Now we know why Luke is so interested in the theology of the Holy Spirit. I hope that you have had food for thought, but I also hope that you will use the technique shown to delve deeper into the scriptures. We tend to use the methods most natural for our personality type, which is why it's good studying the Bible with other people whose personalities differ to our own. If studying alone, it's useful to consider scripture from the other personality traits. Jesus not only knew the scriptures with his head, he'd absorbed them into his very being. He understood them and all the reasoning and all the love behind them, that love that caused him to die on the cross for us. I pray that our desire to know more of scripture and of Christ, of his ways and his love, will increase day by day.